This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You can sense it too. I mean, it's the second year with Raheem, and it's like, hey, we were really close last year. We showed a lot of good things. Penix came in and, same thing, showed a lot of good things as well. Now it's time to take that to the next level. Let's make a playoff run. Let's get in. And, that's the goal. And, once we're in, anything can happen. Let's take it a week at a time. But it all starts, it's hard to talk way down the line about that when we're three practices in to training camp. So let's keep doing what we're doing now. Like we said earlier, talking about the competition and the way we're going against each other, and good things will come from all this hard work.
I like that. Jake Matthews there from over the weekend.
Main thing.
I know, but he got excited, Like he was asked about it and he was like, yeah, I know, I think we can be good. And he was like, oh yeah, that's right, I'm supposed to say boring stuff.
Yeah.
But we got to take it 1 week at a time and, and the main thing, whatever. Like, yeah. I love it when athletes forget sometimes almost, and it's like, oh, I am excited about this. Thanks for asking. Allow me to answer. And then midway through, they're like, oh, wait a minute, downshift to boring. What am I doing? Why am I actually answering this question? You could hear it there in the middle of that answer from Jake Matthews. I like the excitement, though. Means he maybe believes it.
I mean, you have to believe it. I mean, it's a new year.
I bet we could go find, because he's been on the team for a long time.
Yes.
Good teams, bad teams, Super Bowl team, coaches fired in the middle of the season teams.
Yes. Because this is his third coach, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Was he pre-Dan? He might have been pre-Dan.
Was he pre-Dan or was he Dan?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
But he's been around for a while.
Yeah.
I would imagine he's been excited about the offense every year that he's been on the team.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think, their biggest
thing. Maybe he believes it more this year.
Their biggest thing, they got to stay healthy. Michael, we talked about it. He's going to be a young player. He's not going to be. He is a young player who has to improve on certain things. And I think that we talked about it on Friday. They have to help him also. Zach's got to find some easier completions. I saw this stat this weekend, Andy. He's like
pre-Dan
from the
his first year was the final year of Mike Smith, I think. 2014, right?
Wow.
And then Dan was 15, 16, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. But
this is his fourth coach.
So he's in a position where I'm talking about Zach, he has to find some completions. I saw the stat this weekend that like Michael Penix and his three stars led the league in explosive throws, not necessarily completions, like over a certain amount of yards.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and so that's your completion percentage will go down.
Totally.
You got to find him some easy completions.
That's why we got to get that new stat we made up for Mike.
Yes.
It's true completion percentage.
True completion percentage.
Because it's not, all right, it's like the NBA. All right, your field goal percentage is lower, but you're shooting all these threes and making them.
Yes.
So your true shooting percentage is way up there.
Yes.
And that's how they really judge it.
That sounds good to me, buddy.
Yeah.
They sounds good to me. But
so
they
if Mike complete, what do you got to do to get a true completion percentage? Over 20?
Yeah. But you got to give them, but they got to give them some easier completions and everything like that. Get his completion percentage. And also get some plays rolling. You can't win all the games with one big play. And so you got to figure out how to methodically move sometimes. And those are certain things that he has to work on, as far as, his footwork and things like that, getting more comfortable doing those things. But yeah, just find some easy completions. You got one of the best players in football as your running back. You got ascending receivers, a good offensive line. It's just all about Zach and him just getting on the same accord as far as how how you call the plays.
It really is wild. Just back to Jake Matthews for a minute and his longevity. He hasn't missed a start in 170 games.
Mm-hmm.
He missed one game his rookie season.
Yes.
He hasn't missed one since then.
Iron Man.
That's insane.
Playing left tackle.
Playing left tackle. Which, I mean, that's that 100.
Not even a baby kept him out.
Yeah, on Sunday.
Yes.
The baby was born Sunday morning.
Not even a baby kept him away.
Flew him to Charlotte and he played in the game.
Yes.
Crazy. Yeah, it's pretty remarkable, the career that he's put together, and he's still playing some really good ball. All right, here's the owner of the football team talking about the job that Raheem has done so far. Arthur Blank, if you didn't know.
You know, Raheem is certainly an experienced coach. He's been in the NFL for, over half his lifetime probably, and touched bases in a lot of places, learned a lot, et cetera, et cetera. And I think last year was a good year for him. Probably he would say he learned some things that he probably could do better. I think he's going to study harder on time management, see if we can get a little more focus on that this year. He can constantly find ways to get better.
That's funny. Yeah. I mean, obviously, that was definitely something that came up.
Yeah, he's pointing out the obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just normally they don't point out the obvious.
Yeah,
point out the generic.
But, you know.
Say what you want.
Say what you want.
You own the team. And Raheem clearly struggled with game management at the end of some of those big games last season.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's no secrets being told there.
No.
You don't always hear the owner specifically being like, yeah, I think he's worked on a lot of stuff. He's gotten better.
Hopefully he worked on most. They've been putting these microphones in these owners' faces. They've just been saying what the hell they want.
Especially the, the aged ones.
Yeah. Jerry.
Jarrah.
Jarrah. And then old Mike.
Mike up there in Cincinnati.
Mike there in Cincinnati.
I would say.
Do they seem like they're the only three owners that talk? This offseason so far? I'm sure there's probably been some.
Nah, they're just the only three owners that tell the truth when they talk.
Or not necessarily the truth, just say what they want to say.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I think they all sort of say the truth. But you know what I mean? It's sort of like a variation of the truth. The oldest current owner in the NFL.
It's Arthur, isn't it?
Hang on, this is wrong. I think that person's dead.
Is
the Bears owner?
Metallus? Oh, yeah, Metallus is no, Metallus is, yeah.
She's alive?
Is she alive? She's over 100.
102?
Alive? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Because her, yeah. She's
wow.
Not, yeah, she's 100 years old.
So there's a handful of owners over 80.
Okay.
Of the owners over 80, Arthur's the youngest.
Yes.
So there you go.
There you go. For 80, Arthur's the youngest. Okay.
So you got Arthur at 82 or 1. Then this was written last year, so it's I think they're all a year back, but they're all still there. Arthur, Jerry, Robert Kraft, Stephen Ross.
Okay, she died in February? Okay.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I thought so. I thought she had passed.
Yeah.
I mean, 102, that's a pretty good run.
Oh, yeah.
Sign me up for that today.
Yes.
Janice McNair in Houston, and then Mike Brown.
Okay.
So
they're all up there, and they're all
because Robert Kraft will talk too, and he says wild
stuff.
Yeah,
but too. I mean, they're all at a point where just like we were talking about what's my man out there in Oregon, Knight.
Yeah, Phil
about Knight. Just wants to win one. Phil, like think about it. Jerry got three of them.
Right,
I mean, Jerry got. I know it's been a long time, but he does have three of them.
Robert Kraft has a bunch.
Has a bunch of them. I mean, Arthur Blank had one in his hands. Had one like they were sizing it, and then
he's got an MLS Cup.
Yep.
And a TGL.
Yeah, I mean that's true. His trophy case is has stuff in it.
And I'm sure he's been like business person of the year.
Oh yeah, but he want that thing.
Yeah,
he wants that Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, so
that's what
I.
he wants.
That's what I want
Hell
for him.
Hell to the yeah.
That's what I want for him. Anyway, we will we'll get back into some more of what we heard from the Falcons and their players over the weekend. Two fun, fan-filled practices Saturday and Sunday. Great work.
Way to go.
By the way, by all the 92.9 The Game folks out there and the shows that were out there yesterday, too. We'll be back out there tomorrow. In 10 minutes from right now, Shannon Sharp is going to join us.
Oh, shit.
Looking forward to that conversation. A lot to talk with Shannon Sharp about 10 minutes from right now. Before we do that, let's get back into some of the other things that happened this weekend, including the Braves getting swept, but at least this happened.
Michael Harris to center. Is that going to get over the head? It will. Kind of reached up but couldn't get it. Harris is around second, and he's got a triple. Here we go again. Michael puts this in play. He plugs the gap. He drives in Ozzie Albies to make it 4-3. It's going to be a ground rule double. It did hit up and over that yellow line. There's another hard hit ball. Get out of here.
Love to hear it.
My, oh my. He's a single away from the cycle. Here in the sixth inning is Michael Harris. And he ties this game at four apiece. Michael Harris waits another 1-2. Line drive.
Stop.
And it gets down.
Stop.
It's going to be more than a single.
Stop.
It might be another triple.
Run, Michael.
It is a four extra base hit night for Michael Harris.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. And then they found a way. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the bullpen's terrible. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I bet, and not, I mean, look, this is fantastic. Hopefully Michael Harris can ride this wave through the end of the year and into next year, and we can forget about what happened the first 100 games this year,
yes.
and we'll laugh about it someday.
Yes.
I bet there was like a month where Mike didn't have four extra base hits.
Yes, I believe
for him to go out there and get four
in one game,
is awesome.
It was outstanding, man.
Hopefully he can keep it up.
I'll tell you what was funny watching the games there. I didn't realize Jock Peterson was on – because I didn't know Jock was up, and I saw they were doing like a tribute and everything like that, and talking about the pearls and everything. I was like, huh, wonder what. I was like, was that today or something like that? And then I was like, oh, he plays for the damn Rangers.
Right.
Yeah, batting 112 or something like that.
Yeah.
127 or something like that. Yeah, man, like 127.
What is the most, like, there's so many parts of what happened in 21 that are so unfathomable. One of them being all of the guys after that run just
fell off
a cliff.
But
now, Jock had like a good year, I think, in San Francisco afterward. But like the rest of them.
But you think about that group that Alex brought in, and like Eddie Rosario,
yeah,
like the height of his career.
The peak of his career.
The peak. The best. And I just remember you and BG were always talking about Eddie Rosario.
I think he was an all-star in Cleveland.
Yeah, y'all kept telling me about this damn Eddie Rosario. Yeah. I was like, dude, I don't give a damn about no Eddie Rosario.
Well, you ended up giving
him. BG was like, kept going at, like, no, they didn't get Eddie Rosario.
Just wait till he gets right.
And then Jock Peterson comes in, and you're like, okay. I mean, he had some good years in ball, and people know him.
Yeah.
But he comes in and does what he does, and we are them M blankers, and it was just, you know, it was just a fun ass run.
Just think about the bullpen guys, like
Matzik and
Minter and
like
the tall guy from Coldplay, Chris Martin.
Dog, they need to stop. They need to stop because now every time they're showing too many of them. Damn,
he was never an all-star.
He wasn't. Who, Eddie Rosario?
No, he's never an all-star. He had a couple. He had some good years in Minnesota.
But
he was never an all-star.
But yeah, this Coldplay thing, trying to catch people, man. I saw it this weekend. They nobody got caught. Everybody was like, "She's with me. This is my wife."
Oh, now there's venues trying to get people.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, man.
Be aware.
Yep.
Be vigilant.
Well, are you trying to get people if you just simply are getting people to look like they're at a game together? Now they're just putting Coldplay music on.
Well, it's funny, though, because it's not the first time that's ever happened. Like, there's videos of people getting caught on kiss cams before.
Look natural.
But it's the worst time. Exactly. If you would have just not moved, if they would have just kept it cool, could have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Nothing would ever
happen. Nobody
would know. Yeah.
There are conspiracies that because this lady's a billionaire already, that she that it was all a fix.
Well, now they got Gwyneth Paltrow in the commercials for the company, and those are pretty funny. So, like, the value of the company might end up going up. They might turn it into a win.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy times. All right. Shannon Sharpe's going to join us next. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.